KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today, with isolated showers possible, mainly north of I-80, but they could occur anywhere. An excessive heat warning will be in effect from 1 p.m. today through 7 p.m. Saturday. We look for a high of 93. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The National Weather Service received several reports of confirmed funnel clouds and or tornadoes across parts of southwest and central Iowa Tuesday afternoon. A funnel cloud was observed at around 2:28 p.m., 4 miles north-northwest of Cumberland. The tornado was seen and photographed on the ground about 8 miles southeast of Atlantic at around 2:40 p.m. and at 3:40 p.m. between Griswold and Highway 71. There were no reports of damage or injuries. In Story County in central Iowa, a funnel cloud was seen 4 miles north-northeast of Nevada at around 4:14 p.m. Separately, a little after 11 a.m. Tuesday, a 61-mile-per-hour thunderstorm wind gust was recorded at the Esterville Airport in Emmett County. And the day started off with heavy rain for parts of Cass and other area counties. On Tuesday, we had received 3.31 inches of rain in Atlantic during the showers that quickly evolved into downpours of wind accompanied by strong winds that occurred between 6 and 7:30 a.m. that day. A large tree limb was stripped from the trunk of a tree at 3rd and Cedar Street during Tuesday morning's storm. And the National Weather Service says the severe weather potential has increased for today and tonight as well, with damaging winds, flash flooding, and even isolated tornadoes possible at times. Several rounds of thunderstorms are possible both today and tonight. And as I mentioned, meanwhile, a heat wave will begin in southern Iowa today and expand and intensify Thursday through Friday, persisting into some areas into Saturday. The heat will make outdoor activities dangerous, so you need to be sure and stay cool and hydrated. Authorities say a pilot was injured when his crop-dusting helicopter crashed in Pottawatomie County Tuesday. The accident happened around 5:45 p.m., a couple of miles south of the Council Bluffs Municipal Airport. Pott County Sheriff Jeff Danker says the pilot was taken to a Council Bluffs hospital for treatment. The pilot's name has not yet been released. The cause of the crash was under investigation. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 21-year-old Emily Darrow of Omaha was arrested at around 2:30 p.m. Tuesday on a Montgomery County warrant. Darrow was arrested for probation violation and was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. A woman from Pottawatomie County was sentenced Tuesday on a drug distribution charge. 37-year-old Swan Michelle Thomas will have to serve nearly 8.5 years in prison on her sentence for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. The prison term will be followed by a supervised term of release for 4 years. On September 5th of last year, a Council Bluffs police officer on patrol saw Thomas in a vehicle and knew that she had an active warrant for a parole violation. The officer approached the car and observed a Crown Royal bag on the driver's side of the vehicle that contained a pipe and approximately 21.5 grams of methamphetamine. The case was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department and Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And a man from Pottawatomie County was sentenced Tuesday in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court on a firearms charge. 25-year-old Devin Lee Graham was sentenced to 10 years in prison for being a prohibited person in possession of a firearm. Graham was also ordered to serve a 3-year term of supervised release once his sentence is completed. On September 13th of last year, Graham was a passenger in a vehicle stopped by for traffic violations. The officer smelled marijuana and performed a search of the vehicle. Officers located a backpack containing a small amount of a controlled substances, a drug paraphernalia, and a loaded firearm. Graham admitted the backpack belonged to him. He's prohibited from possessing firearms because he has 2 prior felony convictions for possession with the intent to deliver marijuana in Pott County, Iowa District Court. The case was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and again prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. That case is part of Project Safe Neighborhoods, a Department of Justice program bringing together all levels of law enforcement and the communities they serve to reduce violent crime and make our neighborhoods safe for everyone. And a KJAN listener reported this morning a potentially dangerous section of roadway in Cass County could cause problems for vehicles and motorcycles. We're told that N28 north of Highway 92, which heads into Cumberland, where road construction is underway or will soon be underway, has what was described as a 10-foot by 1-foot 6-inch deep sections of pavement missing or removed from the center line of the road. So beware if you happen to travel or expect to travel on N28 north of Highway 92. In our funeral announcements, Kevin Kirtley, age 65 of Yale, died Thursday in Des Moines. A celebration of life for Kevin Kirtley will be today at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Maxine Brandis, age 90 of Council Bluffs and formerly of Hancock, died Monday. Funeral services for Maxine Brandis will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Silver Creek United Methodist Church east of Hancock. Recon Funeral Home is assisting the family. Dolores Monahan, age 80, of Papillion, Nebraska, and formerly of Portsmouth, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Dolores Monahan will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Pearl Maylander, age 99, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. A celebration of life memorial mass for Pearl Maylander will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Visitation with her family is at the church on Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. prior to the mass. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Alan Skip Carlson, age 81, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Skip Carlson will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gerhard Vogge, age 86, of Manning, died Monday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Gerhard Vogge will be held Friday at 10 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Howard Reed, age 94, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died July the 12th. A scripture service for Howard Reed will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Chase Jones, age 22, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life for Chase Jones will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernice Barat, age 98, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died Friday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Bernice Barat will be held August 17th at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Kevin Funk, age 47, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Kevin Funk are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Elizabeth Schmidt, age 91, of Anita, died Tuesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Services for Elizabeth Schmidt are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.